This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Celebrations to mark the 70th anniversary of the accession of Queen Elizabeth II are being held across West Kent. One village with major plans for the Platinum Jubilee is Bidborough. Their village celebration is happening this Thursday, the 2nd of June. It starts on Bidborough Recreation Ground opposite the village school and will end with the lighting of a beacon at 9:45pm at the village hall. One of the organisers, Katie Haylock, gave us more details of what's lined up.
We're starting at 12:15 and a band called Marden Big Band will welcome everyone in, and then the event will be properly opened by the Bidborough school children singing a couple of songs, and the local brownie troupe are going to be performing a song and a dance accompanied by Marden Big Band, and then the dog show will start at about 1:30. We've got a fete all afternoon, and we've got an It's a Knockout competition starting at 3:15, which will have teams from every street in the village, and there'll be a bar and barbecue, and then in the evening there'll be this band and children's entertainment just to keep people there. So at about 9:30 we'll ask everyone to walk up to the village hall, which is just around the corner, so that we can watch the beacon being lit.
Planning for the Jubilee celebration started a year ago. Sarah Carrick is another of the event organisers, and she told us the day should raise vital funds for a new village play area.
Anybody that is local to Bidborough will know that the play park has been without play equipment for nearly 2 years now. The cost of a new play park isn't cheap, and we have to raise money. COVID has affected the grant application process, so we're unable to apply for grants like we would have been able to do a few years ago. So it's really important that we bring the village together, especially after COVID. We haven't been able to have a village event since before 2020. And actually, the last village event was in 2018. So there's not been anything for such a long time. And there's so many new families in the village. They haven't met each other because there's not been this type of event to bring the village together before. And obviously, it's a great opportunity for them to come and to learn about the different businesses and the associations and the clubs that are all a part of the village, while raising money for something that we really desperately need.
Sarah Carrick says the organisers are hoping to get support from all the local areas around the village.
We're hoping people from Southborough, Tonbridge will walk up and join us on the day. Parking is a bit of an issue, but we're hoping it will be sunny and everyone will be wanting to come to our lovely village event. So we'll bring friends and family. The gates open at 12:15. It is £5 per person entry and under 18s go free.
Katie Haylock says that all parts of the local community have got involved.
Organising this event has really shown me actually how living in a village is so lovely. Literally everyone in the village has come together for this. So we've got Bidborough Stores, which is the local shop that's doing it. We've got the Kentish Hare. We've got every single association in the village or clubs, from the bowls club, the tennis club, the gardening association. We've got the local school involved, and everyone has chipped in and pulled together to make this work. You know, I'm not sure that you'd get that in a larger town, but we've got that in Bidborough, so we're really lucky.
West Kent Radio will be supporting the event by hosting during the afternoon, so do come along and meet some of the team behind your local station. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.